Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the evening bulletin, I am Matsina. First, the headlines. Hornbill Festival enters day two with visitors enjoying cultural performance of different tribes. Irish Ambassador Kevin Kelly says festivals like Hornbill provide excellent opportunity for trade, enterprise and investment. Annual Mikey Fest opens at Directorate of Women Resources Development, and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju criticizes leaders of opposition parties for disrupting proceedings of Parliament over SIR. Now, the news in detail. The second day of Hornbill Festival witnessed a vibrant lineup and events at Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. The cultural show was hosted by Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang and co-hosted by Advisor for Land Resources G. Ikutojimomi with Ambassador of France Thierry Mathieu and Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court Justice Ashutosh Kumar as special guest. The different tribes of Nagaland showcased a diverse range of Naga traditional dances and cultural expressions. Meanwhile, Tourism Department informed that a total of 22,508 visitors, including 363 foreign tourists, 5,314 domestic and 16,831 locals witnessed the inaugural session of the 10-day-long festival yesterday. Ambassador of Ireland to India, Kevin Kelly, said festivals like Hornbill provide an excellent opportunity for trade, enterprise and investment. Speaking to Akashwani News Kohima, Ambassador Kelly highlighted that Ireland has maintained its embassy in New Delhi for over six decades, forming the backbone of diplomatic engagement between the two nations. He expressed strong optimism about the future of India-Ireland relations, outlining a series of ambitious plans to elevate bilateral cooperation across political, economic and cultural spheres. He noted that Ireland is working now to deepen and grow the relationship, supported by a new strategy for South Asia, which places India at the center of Ireland's regional outreach. The ambassador said Ireland currently enjoys a healthy trade volume with India, estimated at 16 billion euros, adding that there is significant scope for further growth.
And I would like to see a growing trade. We have a very healthy trade figure with India, 16 billion euros of trade, but I think there's real opportunities to actually grow that.
Extending Ireland's engagement beyond major metros, Ambassador Kelly emphasized the importance of building ties with India's northeast, describing it as a region with immense cultural, academic and economic potential. He said Ireland's participation in the Hornbill Festival in Nagaland marks its first major outreach effort in this direction.
So it's really important that festivals like the Hornbill provide an excellent platform. We arrived here and within a few hours we were in a business roundtable and with all the kind of key government ministers talking about opportunities for trade and enterprise and investments.
The annual Mikey Fest opened today at the Directorate of Women Resources Development, Bayava Kohima, with Commissioner and Secretary Jyotisa Dahu as the special guest. Mr. Dahu reaffirmed the Nagaland government's commitment to women's empowerment and said Mikey Fest celebrates the talents, achievements and resilience of women. He noted that women's contributions are often overlooked and stressed the need for society to recognize their vital role beyond household responsibilities.
Itu Mikey Fest berada, Mikey Fan itu hidup, muka najanya, semua jadi kita kuli lagi. Pintu muka Fan itu recognize nak kuli. Mikey asal kau ini mad discriminate, amakan naga society ini lah, aha saka. Itu Women Resource Development, itu berada, itu laga Mikey laga itu tu kai di mana lagi. Itu berada amakan department laga brand name, ekta ulagi deh, terkhan laga kim pan asal pura pura puri. Society pura jadi apa lagi? Baik kita makan Mikey Fest, itulah program itu seluruh.
Mr. Dahu said the department is dedicated to uplifting women. Dahu urged society to change gender-biased mindsets and assured continued government support, calling for collective efforts to empower women. Director Vilone Sakre shared that Mikey Fest, launched in 2018, honors women's daily contributions and will feature a food court, evening live music and stalls showcasing products by local women entrepreneurs.
This festival is to celebrate not just the achievements of our women, but also, you know, immense contributions they make every day in our lives.
Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has criticized the leaders of opposition parties for disrupting the proceedings of Parliament over the issue of Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Roll, SIR, saying they don't need to dig out issues. Talking to the media outside the Parliament, the minister said they do not need to find new issues and disturb the Parliament.
I'm going to engage leader of opposition's different political parties. It may be formally, informally, but ultimately it will come to you, sir, formally once we start the process of some consultation. Now the problem starts when you start questioning the time. Everything cannot be mechanical. In parliamentary democracy, we have to engage in dialogue. We have to engage in discussion. There are many issues in the country. You should not undermine one issue and take up another issue. All the issues are important.
Meanwhile, the leaders of opposition parties, including Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, and others, held a protest outside the parliament and demanding the rollback of SIR on the second day of the winter session. As the deadlock continued over this issue of SIR, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. The House witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day, following the opposition's demand for discussion over the SIR issue. Rajya Sabha also adjourned for the day after completing its scheduled business. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that with the growing digitalization of the economy and emergence of new financial products, countries globally will have to cooperate with timely exchange of information while ensuring fairness and public trust in the tax system. Addressing the 18th Global Forum plenary meeting in New Delhi, the minister said transparency in tax matters has always gone beyond administrative reforms for India.
Not only for enforcement, but also for strengthening confidence in institutions and encouraging responsible economic behavior. The focus must remain on fairness, sustainability, and public trust in the integrity of tax systems.
The Assam Statehood Day celebration was held today at Dr. Imkong Liba Au Hall, Raj Bhavan Kohima, under the Ek Bharat Shresth Bharat initiative. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, in his address, praised Assam's cultural harmony, rich heritage and contributions to the nation, from tea, oil and agriculture, to art, literature and biodiversity conservation. He highlighted the vibrancy of traditions like Bihu and Satriya and commended the Assamese diaspora for preserving their identity while contributing nationwide. He said such celebrations strengthen national unity and expressed confidence in Assam's continued progress. The cultural program featured Bihu and Boro dances, modern creative dance, Bhupendra Sangeet, and other traditional performances. Miss Yanga Jungla, a research scholar from the Department of Law, Nagaland University, was awarded Best Paper Presenter for her paper, Hornbill Festival, as a platform of cultural diplomacy, bridging Nagaland with Asia and beyond. She received the award at the Multidisciplinary International Seminar on Northeast India and Beyond, Past, Present and Future, held from November 14th to 16th at Rajiv Gandhi University. Her paper highlighted the Hornbill Festival's role in promoting Naga cultural diplomacy and supporting India's Act East policy, while also stressing the need to address issues of authenticity, commodification and sustainability. She is currently pursuing her PhD under Dr. Senti Kumla at Nagaland University. And Union Agricultural Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that under Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, MGNREGS, the government has released 68,393.67 crore rupees to the states and union territories in the current financial year 2025-26. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, the minister said out of this total amount, 57,853.62 crore rupees has been allocated for wage component and an amount of 10,540.05 crore rupees for material and administration. He said under the scheme, the wage payments are directly credited by the government to the accounts of the beneficiaries through direct benefit transfer protocol. To end the news, the headlines again. Hornbill Festival enters day two with visitors enjoying cultural performance of different tribes. Irish Ambassador Kevin Kelly says festivals like Hornbill provide excellent opportunity for trade, enterprise and investment. Annual Mikey Fest opens at Directorate of Women Resources Development, and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju criticizes leaders of opposition parties for disrupting proceedings of Parliament over SIR. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30. Have a good night.